Night has fallen. The sky is filled with stars. Jack, Claudine, and Mojo enters the captain's private dining room.
Ah, dinner by candlelight.
It's so beautiful.
Man, look at all that silver. And I forgot my tote bag.
Yeah, no plastic. I am so disappointed.
Oh, Jack, shush your mouth and sit down.
Shush my mouth? Has Mojo been teaching you English again?
No. If he had, it would be, Whitey Jack, shush your big honky mouth.
Oh, man. I'd never say that. But Whitey Jack, I like that.
What is so funny? Do you have a joke?
We're just laughing at life.
Life is a joke, yeah?
Yeah. Death is the punchline.
I don't think that's funny.
Well, it depends on how you make your exit.
If you go out with a pratfall, you might get a laugh.
I don't understand death.
Well, I don't understand life.
Have you ever thought about the word understand? It means the opposite of how we use it.
What do you mean?
It means standing under you. If you make something stand under you, it's like it's under your thumb, under your shoe, under your power. You are the master of it.
What is wrong with that?
Well, people have been trying to understand life in the same way, so that they could put life underneath their feet, stand on it, and say, now I've got it. Now I understand it. But life's way too slippery for that.
So we can never understand life.
Nah, life is a mystery, and it's going to remain a mystery. We're never going to understand it.
And that, my friends, is the way it is. Understand?
Claudine, Mojo, oh, Jack, how nice to see you all once again.
Bonjour, Comtesse.
Contessa, how you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. I was napping, but now I am awake.
Oh, were you dreaming?
Dreaming? I don't know. Sometimes I cannot tell the difference between when I am and when I am not.
You know, I heard a story about a man who went to sleep and dreamed he'd become a butterfly. But when he woke up, he got to thinking about it, and then he got depressed.
Well, if he dreamed that he had become a butterfly, why did that not make him happy?
Well, his friends were wondering that too. They thought it would be pretty cool dreaming about becoming a butterfly. But the man says, how do I know that the butterfly wasn't having a dream of becoming me?
I don't understand.
The man thought, if I can become a schmetterling, butterfly in a dream, is it not possible for the butterfly to go to sleep and dream he has become me?
Ah, that's right. It got him wondering about what is really real.
Yeah.
Are we all merely someone else's dream?
But how will we ever know?
Well, I think what he was seeking was peace of mind.
Ah, yes. Yes, of course.
I don't see the connection.
Look, a wise man once said, you'll never find peace of mind because there is no mind.
No, now I do not understand.
Well, as long as there's a mind, there's no peace.
Are you saying that just as I may become a butterfly in a dream, I have become a mind in this bigger dream of life?
That's the idea.
We can never achieve an awakened state of mind because there is no such thing? The mind does not awaken?
What does it mean to truly awaken?
It means not having a mind.
If I truly awaken, I will achieve no state of mind?
That's right. You will achieve no mind.
But what is this you call no mind?
There is no mind. There is only thinking.
Look at it this way. Thoughts are happening all the time. The mind is so filled with thoughts, it's like a crowd of people jabbering away. But when you start dropping away those thoughts, the people will start leaving. Until finally, crowd's all gone. And what you have left is nothing. That's what they call no mind.
But how can we use our mind to see that we have no mind?
Because when one thought ends, you start another one. But the interval is always there. That interval, that in between, that's you.
So I'm the space between my thoughts.
That's right. And that space is like a pure sky of blue.
Ah, the sky of blue. Is that what our enlightened state of mind?
Contessa, You can't have an enlightened state of mind. That's a thought.
And when the thought is there, you are not, because the mind has entered.
And when you go back to thinking, it gets cloudy again. The sky of blue is gone.
So thoughts come and go, but the space between, that inner space, that is always there?
The sky of blue remains, yeah.
We are the sky.
And our thoughts are the clouds.
The clouds and the crowds.
Oh, I see. There's no such thing as peace of mind, because when the mind is there, there is no peace.
Well, now that we have settled that, shall we eat?
Yeah.
The dinner goes on well into the evening. Later, they are shown their sleeping cabins. It's quite comfortable, like traveling on an ocean liner, except in this case, the ship happens to be floating in an ocean of air. The next morning after breakfast, Jack, Bojo, and Claudine once again prepare to be lowered in a wicker basket down to the surface of the island.
Herr Mojo, would you like my Mauser M712 Schnellfeuer?
Well, I didn't use it the last time, and it was a jungle down there. I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, and I won't be needing that machete again, either.
But if the island is inhabited, they may mistake you for pirates.
Or maybe they'll think we're Martians dropping down from the sky.
Oh, why not Greek gods? Descending in our wicker basket, saving the day as a deus ex machina?
Maybe we could make a career doing just that. Just dropping in and solving people's problems.
Where's Fräulein Claudine? Is she not going too?
I thought we'd sneak out without her.
Really? Won't she be disappointed?
Jack, if you leave without her, she'll skin you alive.
I assume you are speaking figuratively.
No, he's not.
It's what we call a tongue-lashing.
But Fräulein Claudine is very sweet, no?
Captain, there's an old Arab proverb. The tongue has no bone, and yet it crushes.
This is true. We cause more harm with words than we do with weapons.
Sticks and stones can break bones, but names, whew, oh man, they can really hurt.
Yep. Here comes the Fräulein.
I'm sorry it took so long. You weren't thinking of leaving without me.
Oh, perish the thought.
We were just talking about words.
What words?
The words we use as weapons.
Yeah, we were just sharpening the edges.
Are you bringing them with you?
Yeah, but we'll keep them sheathed.
I see.
Are you ready to descend?
Will you be joining us later, Capitaine?
I plan to, jawohl. Herr Flanders, you have the Funksprechgerät?
Yes, I have the talkie-walkie.
Good. Everyone is ready?
Lower away.
Be careful.
It's a bright, sunny morning as they slowly descend from the gondola of the Zeppelin down to the surface of the floating island.
Man, that air smells good.
This island must be inhabited. Everything looks so orderly.
Mojo, are you sensing anything?
There's a lot going on here.
What do you mean?
Compared to that last island in that crazy jungle, this island feels neat and manicured, and I feel we're being watched.
Well, as Captain Baum 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 said, we may be seen as invading aliens.
But where is everyone?
I'm beginning to regret that we didn't take along Captain's Mauser M.Z. Meischwei Schnellfjord.
Oh, man. Waving a gun around is not a nice way of saying, hey, how you doing?
With a gentle thump, the wicker basket settles down on the grassy knoll. The three adventurers climb out and cautiously look about. It's strangely very quiet.
Herr Flanders!
Yes, Captain.
What do you see?
Well, you know, I have the impression the whole island was designed by a landscaper.
And the stupa?
We're headed in that direction now. You know, but except for a few birds and bugs and trees and bushes, there's not much life down here.
I've got the feeling that we're being scrutinized.
What was that?
Mojo feels we're being observed.
Do you feel you're in danger?
No. It's just that we're not alone.
Be careful.
Oh, we will.
I'm feeling something. It's like I don't know, but it's like a curiosity.
Man, it's got a presence. and I don't think it's human.
Are you feeling any hostility?
No, not at all.
Like Claudine said, it's curious.
Do you know where it's coming from?
Well, it feels like it's everywhere.
The whole island?
Yeah, like everything's alive down here.
This is very feminine.
Maybe we're going to be greeted by a band of Amazons.
Mm-mm. Like Mojo said, it isn't human.
Well, it's nothing like traveling with a couple of psychics for sidekicks. You know, you two are giving me the creeps.
Flanders.
Oh, yes?
There is something down there. It has been moving on attention to you.
What is it?
It appears to be a bush.
Why would a bush be stalking us?
Well, Captain, do you think it's camouflage?
That is possible.
Mojo, do you see anything moving?
No, not yet.
It will be intersecting with you. It is on your port side.
What side is that?
The left side.
Oh, my God! Yes, there it is!
Wow, that's some bush!
Wait a minute. Look, it's shrinking.
Man, it's some kind of mechanical plant woman.
She's drawing in her foliage.
She's beginning to look a little like the robot right out of Metropolis.
I've never seen a woman with a bush like that.
I guess one of us had to say that.
Oh, you two, stop it.
She's the strangest looking mechanical woman I've ever seen.
She looks part robot and part plant.
Her branches and leaves sure look real before she drew them in.
She's much smaller now.
Yeah, she's only about 7 feet tall now.
You want to walk up and give her a high five?
No way, man. She's got hands of iron.
How can you two stand here and make jokes?
I'm joking because my feet done failed me.
Ugh, don't be so silly.
I want to see her teeth.
Well, if they're made of steel, I'm hoofing it back to the ship.
Ugh, well, you two can stay here, but I'm going to talk to her.
Ask her if she knows French.
She don't look French to me.
I guess not. No beret, right?
Bonjour, mademoiselle. Pouvez-vous me comprendre?
I think she's trying to speak.
I squeak.
Nous sommes venus sur un vaisseau aérien. Nous sommes des visiteurs. Pouvez-vous parler?
I guess it's been a while. She sounds a little rusty.
What is it about mechanical women that makes me want to tell jokes?
Mojo, I'd rather not know.